The song The Archer best describes what I said about sin.
Better.
Better than what I described. You can tell. See, now he's become a tyrant again.
Insufferable.
Insufferable tyrant.
My consciousness is
no drinking. City of Light.
How about that City of Light?
Page 37.
Now this too is a finely structured song. With
too hot, the river's too fast, it's the same wherever I go.
metal on stone can't stand when the earthquakes. Metal on metal brings down the tears. But champagne can't live when the living takes all my strength. These only fears I cry in the night. Not stop until the promised land's in sight. Wherever it is, the city of lies. Put down roots to begin again, but it felt like the walls were closing in. They were paying the five, but I wanted ten. I thought it was time to move on. A thousand lightning were flooding the road, looking for a place to rest their load. But the jobs were taken, the fields were hoed, promises broken and gone. Stone on stone can't stand when the earth breaks. Metal on metal brings nothing but tears. Flesh and bone can't live when the living takes all my strength. Leaves only fears. I cry in the night. Not stop until the promised land's in sight. Wherever it is, the city of lies. City not made with hands. The light from the city finds me alone. He opened my heart and carried me home to the city. Not made with hands. Voice spoke, I didn't have to ask. Wandering was over at last. It looked no different from the places we passed all along the way. The voice said, you've taken years to learn. It's under your feet at every turn. Now stand up and look around you. On the land is found you. Living stones won't fall when the earth breaks. Misty gold does nothing but shine. When your soul's poured out and the spirit takes all your tears.
Can we sing the two of the hollow and then 116 and 117?
Okay. Conveniently located in your book.
Page 34.
And that's to Denise.
One, 116, page 34.
Yeah.
sun was low. There's no hope to rescue. This life has changed away. That's when I finally saw you. That's when I heard you say. Cause if you were able to go, we don't tell the lesson that you got to go. How did you get there? Nobody else here. Take a slippery path, you'll be here. So I open my eyes. Down from above. I once despised, I found that I could love. I wiggle my toes, felt solid ground. I opened my ears, heard a beautiful sound. I opened my mouth to sing aloud to me. A cup of salvation my lips received, I could never repay. But I owe him that I could praise his name in Jerusalem. Oh, the death. The saints in the eyes of the Lord. Treasure so great, none may count or pour. He is safely concealed it in vessels of clay. He will reveal it as we're broken each day.
Very nice.
I don't know where that is. Oh, maybe it is.
That girl.
Maybe I didn't pull it out of there.
That girl part.
Sing Hallelujah. Yeah,
I like that.
Huh?
Next page. One after 160.
That's what Butch said. Next page. 35.
He
said, I like that. He said, I know you like girl parts.
Parts and parts. Bible.
house is fine.
I want you to know two things before we do the afkamen. One is as of now, as the sun is going down, the doors of the temple are closed. That means that you can be touched by nothing that's outside the temple gate. There's no thing that can come upon you that isn't ordained by God because it's within the temple. The second thing that I want you to understand is that as Christ was being baptized, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Now that's the testimony in each one of you right now. If you could but see, the heavens are opening, and the voice of the Father is saying to you, "This is my beloved Son." You, all of you. This is the desired of the nations. This is Yeshua HaMashiach, in whom I am well pleased. Amen?
Amen.
Now, from now on, in everything, all we do is behold that Lamb or the goat of God that has taken away the sin of the world. As we see him, we shall be like him. We don't see the things the Gentiles see.
They're outside
the temple doors. Wherever we move, the temple is there. It can't be any other place else. Wherever we walk, it's the promise. Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. It doth not yet appear what we shall be, and we really don't care. That would take all the fun out of it. But we know that when he shall appear, or when we shall see him, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every one of you that hath that hope will automatically purify yourself, even as he is pure. From now on, from this moment forth, if you but take the covering off, your own covering, and enter the singular covering of the Talis of Yom Kippur, then he can only do one thing. He has to, by the law, perform that which he has appointed unto you to do. He can do nothing else. It's the law. Amen?
Amen?
Anybody have anything to say? Again, I would say with Josiah, we didn't do this right. But I pray that there has been sufficient so that you might see the mystery, which is Christ in you, Messiah in you, the hope of glory.
thing that used to always scare me terribly was I'd read that fearful and unbelieving will not enter into the kingdom. And those kind of thoughts, I just always wanted to push that away from me and deny that I was really scared of that.
All that fear is unperfected love, untested love. But perfected love casts out all fear. Fear is just a step. If you try to resist the fear or try to escape from the fear, then you're missing the test. It's just a step on the way to that. It's just a process on the way to the arrow, or the flight of the arrow. There's nothing that can take place that isn't. All you need to do is confess with Him. Say the same thing. Speak the same thing. The same thing is Christ in you, the hope of glory. You rest. Anybody have anything else to say? Everybody awake?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
Huh? Let me have one of that bread. So now as we take the bread and the wine, you can behold Him. One of the things I didn't mention is that on the Day of Atonement, you were healed automatically. I mean, that's one thing. You didn't even have to pray for it. It was a blessing of the day. I mean, it just sort of happened. If you got in there, even if you were a stranger in the camp, it's like if you're in a rain shower, you're going to get wet. Well, He's just poured out a healing thingy on us all.
You have the last verse of the prayer over the Yahrzeit candle was no sin ha-Torah, which, if I remember correctly, means no sin with Torah.
No wonders. No sin. No heat. No, no, I mean, as I was telling John, it would take us a year. We could spend a solid year studying Yom Kippur because, and all of the mysteries that took place. But I wanted you to today concentrate on the scapegoat. You don't have the right to have a consciousness of sin any longer. Okay?
And if you want to know more, there are 5 or 6 or 7.
Oh yeah, there's bunches of tapes.
On the scapegoat.
That same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it. Now remember, this all came from one loaf. It's got little stripes on it, little pierced holes. They shall look on him who they have pierced. By his stripes we were healed. Paul said that because we eat the bread unworthily, that we're sick, we're screwed up, we're confused, we're all the other things. And what is it? You cannot be worthy enough after the understanding to eat the bread. The only way you eat the bread worthily is to discern or see the Lord's body. That's the way you eat it worthily. You see nothing of you and all of him. Now, I know that's so difficult because you're made to continually think of self. Oh, poor me. Oh, I want to be this way. Oh, I should be that way. But I don't care what it is. Discern his body. That's the arena by which you will be tested from now on. Not, oh, this take place or that take place. But whether or not it's his body or not. If it's his body, then you rest. Because he is sitting down. If you don't see it's him, then you're shit out of luck anyway. You understand? Okay. That same night in which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he blessed it, saying, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who bringeth forth bread from the earth, who bringeth forth the bread of life from this earthen vessel. That means that the kingdom is come in earth as well as in heaven. He said, Take, eat, this is my body. And because of the covenant, which was made on Yom Kippur, by the way, or which was celebrated in Yom Kippur, that means, again, that he is obligated to treat your flesh as his flesh. As we eat this bread, as this is his flesh, so now it is our flesh. He said, Take, eat, this is my body. Fresh myself.
Not burned either.
And he took the cup. And he gave thanks, saying, Blessed art thou, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who createst the fruit of the vine. And the fruit of the vine is Israel. And the fruit of the vine is not a bunch of grapes rotting independently. That's leprosy. And you know, we've studied enough to know that leprosy, it's the exact same process that takes place in the fermenting of the wine, except it takes place in a covered unit, a grape, a human body, and it's a slow decomposition. So again, Satan is faked out. Satan, he's the author of sin, author of death, author of confusion, author of problems, all of those things. He's the foreign microbe in us that's causing the leprosy, the fermentation, the death, the slow death. But the mystery is, once the cover is broken and we're mixed, then that same foreign microbe is that which makes the wine sweet. Amen?
Amen.
So you don't have to sweat it. Good trick. You don't like leprosy though. Leprosy, you don't want that. You want it, the same process, that decomposition, to produce the purpose of the universe, Israel, the why. To life. Just bunches of fake outs like that.
There was something neat that happened. There's a lot of things that neat that happened. But one thing just on that leprosy deal or whatever was this feeling that I had toward Gary earlier. It's like he was in such a place of weakness. But there was some kind of openness or something there that like every stimulus that's come upon him is for me.
Amen.
For everybody else. And, you know, I wouldn't want to hold on to it.
Yeah, Tyra listened to the five leprosy tapes for the last 2 days.
Oh,
no wonder she's been so quiet.
No wonder she just
turned gray.
She's like a zombie.
I do.
We all look like zombies.
Pardon me.
Yeah. Well, anyway, your pardon.
Yeah, I'm the camper. Go canoe.
Anybody have anything else?
Bring on tabernacles.
Yeah. See, tabernacles is a feast. But it's a private feast. This is a public feast. Tabernacles is only for those who are still in the temple when the door closed on Yom Kippur. You understand? Up to this point, we're not going to disinvite somebody if they want to come, but I'm just telling you that from the Spirit, this is the judgment seat. Today was the judgment seat of God. And you made it through because of His works. There's not one of you that's dumb enough to think that you have made it through today on your works. You've made it through on His works. Now let the joy and the anticipation of the marriage supper of the Lamb, the feast, the purpose of all time and space, be the only thing you look forward to. Israel was always either going to a feast, at a feast, or looking forward to the next feast. Or recovering from a feast.
Saving their money for the next.
Who said fasting?
Who is that?
Well, take it, big guy. The feast is over.
Good. Yom Kippur was said by all.